Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and folks, I'm excited to welcome Dr. Stephanie Farber. She's a plastic surgeon, and she's going to tell us everything we need to know about plastic surgery. But before we get to her and her great work, I want to remind you that we're broadcasting from inside Renaissance Bank in beautiful Alpharetta. And if you love impersonal banking service, do not come to Renaissance. Don't come. Just stay over there at your mega bank. If you like those chat bots and those fake voices they have over there, stay over there. Because if you come to Renaissance, what they're going to do is they're going to answer their own phone and they're going to give you personal service. And you may not like that, but hey, I'm just joking, right? We know that most people like personal service, and they also want to be with a bank big enough to be able to handle the needs that they have in their business. And Renaissance has that magic combination. At least that's what I hear from the folks I send to Renaissance. So to learn more, learn how they work, learn about their services, go to renaissancebank.com, find one of their local offices, and be in touch. I think you'll be glad you did. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome Dr. Stephanie Farber. Stephanie Farber, plastic surgery. Dr. Farber, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, great to have you here. Let's talk about you and your work. You're obviously a plastic surgeon, but tell us a little bit more about that work and what that means.
Well, plastic surgery, it takes a long time to become one, so you have to really want to do it, and you have to think it's the best job in the world, which I do. I was working for a long time at a different practice and decided to start my own brand and partnered with Thrive Medical Spa to do so. So we're able to offer a full suite of aesthetic services together and sort of help our patients feel beautiful inside and out.
That's wonderful. I want to go back to what you just said about why plastic surgery. So why you got into this? I mean, you're a medical professional. You could have done a lot of different things, right? You've gone into a lot of different practices and areas of expertise. Why plastic surgery, first of all?
Well, for a very long time, my main interest was art. I loved painting. I loved hand lettering and calligraphy and sculpture. And I was sort of trying to figure out how to make a career out of that. Also, knowing that I loved school, I loved the sciences, I loved math. So I thought I'd have to give up one in choosing my career. And after deciding to go to medical school, was pretty excited when I rotated in plastic surgery and saw that, wow, I can still do everything that I want to do. And beyond that, it makes people so happy. And patients choose to come see a plastic surgeon. That's not the case with a lot of other doctors. You go because you have to. You have a problem. Something's bothering you. When people come to my office, usually they're pretty excited about it. And usually they feel pretty empowered that they can make the choice to be there.
Oh, that's great. Now, you were talking about you have to be in school for a much longer period of time, or I guess apprenticeship, or just talk about that process and that continuum.
Sure. So it takes 4 years of college, 4 years of medical school, and at least 6 years of residency. After that, you have to do about 2 years of case collection and examinations in order to become board certified. So even once you're done with all the training, you're not done with all of the credentialing. So finally, you reach the finish line, and it's a long haul, but it's totally worth it.
Wow, you really have to be dedicated to go through that.
You do.
That says something about you personally, right? I mean, about you and your desire and I guess grit to go through that.
Well,
say more about that.
Thank you for that compliment. Yeah. I think that more than that, it's because I really think that what I do is so important. And I always felt like I could really help people. And it was more so about that to me than that makes it easy to be dedicated when you think that what you do really matters.
So you were in a different practice, decided to go out on your own. partner with Thrive Medical Spa. Why the partnership with Thrive Medical?
Because I think it's important in business to admit that you can't do everything. And there are a lot of services that surgically I can't offer to my patients. Obviously, I do some injectables, but there are a lot of other things that are important to my patients and to their results that I am not an expert in, but Thrive is. So it's sort of a aesthetic destination. People can come. Everybody there treats patients the way that I would want a family member to be treated. And that's really important to me. So they get to know the patient. They make them feel comfortable, welcome. It's a warm, friendly, relaxing place. And that was what I wanted to offer.
So you've got a complete continuum of aesthetic services, mm-hmm. shall we say, right?
Yes.
So where does that kind of begin and end in terms of the interplay between the two of you?
Sure. So Thrive offers things as non-invasive as a spray tan or a facial, and I offer surgery. So anything in that full spectrum we're able to do for our patients. And everything works together, too, to make people get the results that they wanted from visiting our office.
Okay, so there are some aspects of what you do that you may need to bring Thrive in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
To handle. So when someone comes in, what happens? I mean, how does that process work? Do they talk to you about the kind of improvements they're looking for, and then you give them some sort of diagnostic around that? How does that work?
So patients can come in to see me, and when they come in to see me, they're usually there to talk about surgery. And I'm very honest with people and what they can expect from whatever procedure we're talking about. So if I think, yes, you're a great candidate for a facelift, it's really going to improve the contour of your jawline, I think at the same time, some additional skincare or skin resurfacing would help you too. Let me bring in our esthetician so she can talk to you about that aspect. And I think that if you can't do that for somebody, then you're really doing them a disservice. It's important, I think, for patients to know that that's something to look for in a surgeon.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So let's talk about some of those surgeries. Mm-hmm. So, and those that maybe are, how some of those have changed, because everyone has their own preconception mm-hmm. of what plastic surgery is, what it involves, and in some cases, the risk. Because mm-hmm. people hear all the horror stories, because those are the ones that seem to get the press, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
So let's talk about all of that.
So, almost everybody who comes to see me says that they want to look natural. They don't want anyone to know they had surgery. So I think that what gives plastic surgery the bad press, the bad name that you talked about, is the results that are not natural. And that's never been my brand. That's never been what I love. I think, well, and to be honest, most patients who come to me, they have one thing about themselves they want to change, and everything else they're pretty happy with. So I think by just targeting that one thing and doing it in a way that's natural, safe, then people don't have any problems. And someone might just ask, oh, you look, were you on vacation? You look pretty rested. What's different? Did you lose weight?
Right.
Rather than, oh, you look like you had surgery.
Yeah. Right. What happened?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right. No. Right. So let's talk about specific procedures
mm-hmm.
and maybe use those as examples.
Sure.
So you want to pick one?
Everybody always asks, what's your favorite case? And I always say the next one because I love it all. So,
well, okay. Well, let's talk about the last one you had. How about that?
Okay. Perfect. One of my favorites.
Okay.
A breast reduction.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so talk about what happens. I mean, somebody wants breast reduction surgery, how does that work? How does that happen?
So usually they call my office, and it's not only because they want their breasts to be smaller. It's also because their neck hurts, their back hurts,
sure.
They can't exercise how they want to, clothes don't fit how they want to. So we're addressing a lot of different things. And when we talk about a goal, I think that something I do a little bit differently is I don't aim for a certain cup size, because I don't believe that we should be trying to make our bodies fit clothing. Clothing is not standardized. That's not science. That's not medicine. So let's talk about the vision. Do you have an old picture of yourself? Do you have a certain look that you want to achieve? Then I know that the patient and I are on the same page. The most important thing of all to me is that when they're asleep in the operating room trusting me, I can have their little voice in my head telling me, you know what? She would have wanted a little bit smaller than this. I'm going to take a little bit more. Because the worst feeling as a surgeon, one that I avoid at all costs, is I don't exactly know what to do here. So I can proudly say I never feel that way. I always make a point to get to know my patients enough that I don't have to feel that way. So that being said, in that consultation, we spend a lot of time getting to know each other. I want them to leave almost feeling like they had coffee with a girlfriend after. So then we finish the consultation, they decide about surgery, and they'll come back to see me again just to finish that getting to know you process, make sure all the goals are really clear before the day of surgery.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not a one visit kind of thing, right?
No, never.
Right,
never.
Right. And this is not, you say your patients come to you excited, but they're also nervous, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've got, your job is to quell the nerves and give them a sense of your abilities and that you're going to execute just exactly like what they want. So how do you do that? Other than having a good conversation, how do you develop trust with a patient?
I think honesty. So, and sometimes that means saying, I can't do what you're envisioning, but this is what I can do. And the other thing is just information, because a lot of what causes people to feel nervous is the unfamiliar, the unknown. So we talk about a lot of that. And it's normal to be nervous. Surgery is a big deal, but I don't want them to feel nervous about their result or about what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. All of the unknown out of our control factors, that's fine and that's normal. But the rest, I want them to feel pretty confident and at peace.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Dr. Stephanie Farber is with us. Stephanie Farber Plastic Surgery is her business. So Stephanie, talk about you mentioned breast reduction. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about facial.
Okay.
So, you know, obviously that's a big aspect of what you do. Mm-hmm. Talk about some of those. You're trying to make everybody look young, right?
Young, refreshed.
Refreshed.
Happy.
Yeah. So what does that involve for a lot of people? What kind of surgery?
It can be anything. Brow lift, eyelid lift or blepharoplasty, facelift. A lot of people want liposuction under their chin to improve their jawline, facial fat grafting, fillers, Botox.
But I would imagine a lot of people don't know exactly what they want, the procedure, but they know what the look they want, right?
Or they know what's bothering them. What can they do? That's very true. Right. A lot of people come in not seeking a specific procedure, but wanting to address a specific concern.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you give someone a vision of what they're going to look like? I mean, does the technology allow you to do that?
Technology does, but it's not my favorite way to illustrate it, because nothing's ever going to be black and white or predictable. Results are always a spectrum. And with the technology, you usually can only show people one picture, maybe a few. So I try to use more descriptions. If they show me photos, I'll use that as a, you know, sounding board. Okay, well, yes, you'll look kind of like this, but expect this to be a little bit different. So mostly just communication.
And do you have situations where people come in thinking they want a certain procedure and you've really, you're there to tell them, hey, I really think you need to look at something else?
All the time.
Give an example of that.
I have a great example. Okay. The most common example, somebody who's had a couple of children and they come in because they're not happy with their abdomen, wanting liposuction. And liposuction in those situations, most of the time, is not a good answer, because usually the problem's not extra fat, but it's extra skin from being stretched from a pregnancy. Obviously, there are exceptions to that, but usually the take-home message from those is please go get a second, third opinion, but please don't let anyone liposuction your abdomen because you'll be very unhappy with the result. And I think that that helps the trust too, the honesty aspect of that.
And so what do you recommend for someone like that?
An abdominoplasty or tummy tuck.
Got it. And I was going to get to that because I think, aren't there, well, this is a question. Are you seeing a lot of patients come because they were heavy? They've been on Ozempic or some other weight loss medication. They come in and they've got excess skin they're trying to get rid of.
Yep.
Okay.
All
so,
the time.
So tummy tuck is the way to go.
Usually in those patients, yes. And for those patients, sometimes they need their arms, their legs, other parts of their body as well.
Right. Right. And talk about that kind of surgery. And what, I mean, because that's a fairly extensive kind of thing you're talking about for folks, right?
And it's very rewarding, not just for me, but for the patients too, because they feel I did all this hard work. I had this big transformation, but I still, this isn't how I expected to look or to feel after. I'm still covering my body with my clothes. Mm-hmm. I still have parts of me that get in the way. What do we do? And usually those patients, unlike the example I gave before, usually they know that they're going to need to have skin removed.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. And is that something that's, I mean, I know it's not during the procedure itself, but later, is that painful in any way? Or talk about the after effect of all that.
Well, I try to make the recovery pretty comfortable. Mm-hmm. I don't like my patients to take a lot of narcotics. Obviously, mm-hmm. most people are aware that those have bad side effects and
sure.
can actually make recovery less pleasant. So I do things in the operating room and while they're recovering to try to make them feel more comfortable. I like people to be up and walking and doing at least some of their normal activities soon after, because I think that helps morale and it definitely helps a lot of the physical aspects of recovery too.
So let's switch gears and talk a little bit back to you and your expertise. Now, you've been a medical contributor to ABC News.
That's right. Yes.
Say more about that.
Well, it was in 2020 that I started. During the pandemic, a lot of elective surgeries were canceled, and that didn't just mean the very elective surgeries, but also things like breast reconstruction that I was also doing. So I don't do well with idle hands. So I had to find something to do. And they needed people to help because I don't think there was ever a time in my life that there was more medical news to report on and a lot of misinformation too. So my job for them was fact checking, content writing, and basically finding ways to digest all of the complex medical changes and developments that were happening minute to minute and deliver them to the public. So after that, which thankfully is, you know, a memory now,
yes.
I just stayed on to do any plastic surgery news that comes up.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. So you're a nationwide or worldwide star?
Oh, I don't know if I could call it that. I'll leave that up to you to decide.
You're being modest. You're being modest, I know. But just to clarify, so you were doing research and reporting on all sorts of different things. Obviously,
yep.
A whole lot about COVID or what have mm-hmm. you, but on a lot of things that came out of that.
And academically, it was nice to go back to the medical school knowledge that, you know, I didn't think a lot about infectious disease outside of the context of plastic surgery for a long time. So it was a nice opportunity to refresh some of that knowledge as well.
To that point, there's a lot that changes over time.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned research. There's a lot that changes over time in plastic surgery,
mm-hmm.
right? Talk about the arc of that, what that looks like. Obviously, there's more technology. We have AI.
Mm-hmm.
But how does all that play into what's going on in plastic surgery?
Well, I think that there are positive changes and there are changes that I want to avoid. So starting with the positive ones, things like I mentioned before, they're we definitely have a lot of new technology to make recovery more comfortable for people. I have a numbing medication that lasts 4 days that I inject in the operating room, and that I didn't always have. We're able to use a lot fewer narcotics because of that. So positive changes like that, positive changes like all of the non-invasive treatments that Thrive is able to provide, which are always changing. And some of the changes I stay away from are all of the body trends in plastic surgery that we see on celebrities and on social media. I never want to make any of my patients' bodies a trend. I think it should be timeless. Surgery is permanent, and it shouldn't be something that you regret in a few years, ever.
Okay, let's call out what those are right now.
Sure.
Yeah.
Over-injecting the face, over-injecting the lips. Mm-hmm. I think everybody probably remembers decades ago, very, very large breast implants. That's not something I do. The very large fat grafting to the butt, not something I offer either.
Right, right. You know, because that's something that is not, people are counting on something that maybe they can undo later, right? And that's not necessarily a guarantee that you can go back to what you looked at, what you looked like before that procedure, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So when someone comes in and wants something like that, you just tell them, I don't do that.
I not just that, but also a little bit of education.
Right. You're trying to give them more information that they probably don't have access to at that point,
yes.
right?
Yes. And like it or not, I start to care about these people too. Even just meeting them 5 minutes. And I don't like the thought of them walking out the door and going somewhere else to somebody else who will do it.
That's good. That's good. So the what do you see over the next, back to trends and technologies, what do you see coming over the next several years that will change your practice and the service that you're able to offer your clients?
Mm-hmm. I think that Thrive is going to be offering probably more of those new technologies and changes than I will. Mm-hmm. There will be a lot of new skin tightening technology, I think. Mm. We've tried some fat reduction technology, and hopefully, I think there's definitely room for improvement in that. I think that those are some of the things that we'll see.
That's terrific. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned a couple, but I'd love to give you the forum to be able to talk a little bit about success stories and what people, how you've changed people's lives and what they come back and tell you after they've experienced your great work.
It's hard to pick. We asked you your favorite episode you've done, and you said they're like your children, and I can relate to that. But some that come to top of mind, I have a particular patient who lost a lot of weight, just diet and exercise and lots of discipline, kept it off for a long time. And I've operated on this patient multiple times. And I think cumulatively through those surgeries, we've probably removed upwards of 20 pounds of skin. Mm. And this patient, maybe he's listening, he was able to wear one of his old suits from a very long time ago, a very beautiful suit, to a very important event. So that's very special. I have particularly my younger breast reduction patients who are able to dress more like their friends. They feel confident. I had one patient with a pretty significant breast asymmetry who, right ahead of her senior prom, I did her breast reduction, and she was able to wear a dress without, you know, compensating for one side being much smaller than the other. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty special for her and for me too.
Wow. Wow. Fantastic work. Dr. Stephanie Farber, plastic surgery. Who needs to be in touch with you that doesn't consider themselves? I mean, a lot of people that come to you, they come to you knowing what they want, but there are some folks out there that don't consider themselves candidates for plastic surgery that might need to come see you.
And this is what I tell people who do come see me too. If there is a part of your body that occupies too much mental real estate that you're thinking about every day when you get dressed, when you pick up your kids at school, when you go to the pool with your family, or even just getting dressed in the morning, if you're thinking about that part of you more than you should be, then I think it's time to just come in and learn and see what the options are. Because even if surgery is not the answer, at least you'll feel better knowing that you have the knowledge and you tried.
Dr. Stephanie Farber, who gets rid of that part of your body that lives rent-free in your head.
That's right.
That's what I just heard.
Yep. I think you just came up with my new slogan.
There you go. I love that. Well, you helped me. So thank you. That's fantastic. We got to get to the most important question here, which is how folks can get in touch, because you've been terrific. And I can't imagine there aren't some folks that want to know more about you and the great work you do. So let's tell them where to go find that information.
Well, thank you. So again, Stephanie Farber Plastic Surgery. My website is stephaniefarbermd.com and phone number is 470-961-9950.
Terrific. Dr. Stephanie Farber, Stephanie Farber Plastic Surgery. And you can find her if you are aware of where Thrive Medical Spa is in Milton. You can find her in those offices. So go check out her great work. Stephanie, thanks again for coming on. We really appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, folks, just a couple of quick things before we let you go. If you're a solopreneur, small professional services firm that you sell your expertise, so you're a consultant, coach, attorney, CPA, accountant, what have you, and you need a makeover in your business. Yes, I said it. I said that. It has to do with your value or your positioning, your business development, or your pricing. You hadn't raised your prices in years. Well, I've written a book for you. It's called The Generosity Mindset, A Journey to Business Success by Raising Your Confidence, Value, and Prices. You can go to thegenerositymindset.com to learn more and learn where to buy the book, which is essentially where all books are sold. Also, I want to thank you. If you're listening to the show, I want to thank you because you have supported us over all these years, almost 9 years of North Fulton Business Radio. And this is show number 837 or 838, something like that. And I don't know what I thought when we started this, but I wasn't thinking that in terms of how long we've been doing this. And we've only gotten this far because of you. So thank you for your support as we live into our mission to be the voice of business in the North Fulton region and beyond. So for my guest, Dr. Stephanie Farber, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.